For 50 years experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems, their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point,
986-4300. Here's the River Valley defense tonight, starting at the pitching mound. It will be Daniel Yonke. Abbott Milanowski is behind the plate. Chase Gilbertson at first base. Caden Plumley is at second. Logan Willis, the shortstop, and Keegan Heiser at third base. Jaden Gallagher is in left field, Griffin Sprecher in center, and Trayton White in right. Well, here's the Richland Center batting order today. Cole Wassinger playing second base and hitting first. Wes Bosworth, number two hitter, playing at first base. Lane Miller, the shortstop, hits third. Jacob McDonald, the pitcher, will be hitting cleanup tonight. Isaac Gauld at third base, bats fifth. Brady Dosh, the center fielder, hit sixth. The DH, Logan Peterson, will hit number seven. Braden Argel, the catcher, is hitting number eight. And hitting ninth for the Hornets, Thomas Hohner, the left fielder. Darius Salazar, the right fielder, will be also on the other side of the DH today and not hitting to begin the game. The umpiring crew tonight, Fred Peterson and Darren Rudnick. They are the arbitrators for tonight's game here at River Valley High School. Glad to present it to you tonight on WRCO Radio. Looking at the Southwest Conference standings to start the day, it's been a pretty even year overall. When you look at the possibilities and Prairie du Chien, Lancaster, River Valley, all with two or three losses. So it has been a dogfight for the conference title. And Richland Center coming in with a record of 4-3. So pretty important game for both teams to kind of try to take that leg up in the standings and possibly try to, not sure if they're able to play for a bye, depending on how it goes, but also to kind of look ahead at who they might be playing and if there is a possibility of that home game in the first round of the playoffs. So the officials out to have a word with Daniel Yonke to start, and Coach Brandon Miller out to have a word with his pitcher. Coach Ryan Lemke over in the third base coaching box comes over to get in on the conversation as well. So Mitch Heinemeier, head coach, he is out with a little bit of an injury tonight. Taking over is Brandon Miller. He is the interim head coach tonight. First batter standing in, that's Wassinger, and we are set to go. First pitch of the ball game is ripped toward right, caught at first by Chase Gilbertson, and a one-hand snag there. One up, one down, so one pitch for Daniel, and there is one out. The batter will be Wes Bosworth. Wes, left-handed batter for the Hornets, he is in. Yonke with a pitch, sawed off and fouled against the net. Strike one. River Valley has made some improvements here at the stadium. We talked about that earlier today with District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner, but lots of improvements here. Cement and an extended backstop. This one is inside for a ball, one ball and one strike. There is a little more room behind the catcher heading back, and then there is a net provided, which is kind of the new trend, going away from that wire stuff. Here's a chopper slowly on the first base side, fielded by Gilbertson. He'll step in the bag in time, unassisted play. And there is two up and two down now in the lineup, and the batter will be Lane Miller, the shortstop. Lane will check his sign and stand in now. Crowd continuing to file in. A little bit earlier start today to try and get things in as scheduled. Here's Yankees' pitch, and that is down low for a ball. River Valley has a band concert tonight. I believe Richland Center did last week. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and that one is called a strike. One ball and one strike. Good memories of those band concerts for me. Always look forward to those until I get kicked out. One and one. Here comes Yankee from the windup. The pitch is down low for a ball. Two and one. You just always hope you learn from your mistakes. But I still do play the trumpet on the radio once in a while, not very well. I learned a lot. Love to read music. 2-1 offering. Here comes the pitch from Yankee. It is outside for ball three. Two up, two down in the order. A new baseball comes out for Yankee, and he'll go back to work against Lane Miller. Richland Center won the first time around, 14-4 over River Valley. 3-1 pitch, change up just a bit high, and he walked in. That was a definite curve by Yankee, but it didn't break to the enough into the strike zone, just above. Base on balls, and that'll bring up Jacob McDonald, the pitcher. Jacob will get the start tonight, and he is in from the right-hand side of the plate. Yankee eyes the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's taken high. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Outfield straightaway in all fields. Isaac Gauld on deck for the Hornets in the opening inning. Yankee ready. The 1-0 pitch is taken just a bit high. Two balls and no strikes. A special program here tonight at River Valley honoring the two seniors, Logan Willis and Daniel Yankee. Nice pregame ceremony. Here's the 2-0 pitch. There's a curve that's called a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Both players and their parents were introduced in the starting lineup today. Kind of a nice little touch. Lane Miller leads it first for the Hornets with two away. And the 2-1 offering is taken low for ball three. Three balls and a strike to the hitter. Not a lot of breeze to affect the ball in play today. Just a few raindrops earlier. Lane Miller gingerly off the bag at first base. 3-1 pitch, foul back, strike two. McDonald with a good cut and a good pitch to hit on. So the ball goes back to the umpire and a full up count now. Yankee ready, runner leads it first. Here's the pitch, runner going, ripped in the air, high fly to center field. That's going to send Sprecher back. Griffin's got it for out number three. That will do it. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one stranded for the Hornets. After having a play in Southwest Conference baseball, it's Richland Center nothing, River Valley coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Here's the Richland Center defense. Jake McDonald is going to be delivering the pitches here in the opening inning. And Braden Argo behind the plate. Wes Bosworth at first. Cole Wassinger at second. Lane Miller is the shortstop. And Isaac Gauld at third. The Hornets in the outfield. Thomas Hohner in left. Brady Dosh in center. And Darius Salazar in right. Center fielder Griffin Sprecher leads off for the Blackhawks. He'll be followed by Caden Plumlee, the second baseman, and the catcher, Abbott Milanowski. Here's McDonald with the first pitch, and it's delivered a little bit low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. McDonald, tall right-hander for the Hornets. Been dealing a lot of games this year. There's a pitch that's just a little high. Two balls and no strikes. He and Thomas Hohner and Lane Miller soaking up the most of the innings this year for the Hornets. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Ripped foul opposite way, out of play, left field side. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Griffin Sprecher, a left-handed hitter for the Blackhawks. McDonald ready. There's the pitch. Curveball hangs outside. But the count listed at 2-2 to the batter. And Sprecher is ready to go. McDonald to the belt. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off the catcher and the umpire. The umpire will take a little bit of a walk to give the catcher some extra time. Get a chance to catch his breath a little bit. Tough occupation being behind the plate like that. Two balls and two strikes. We're ready to roll again. McDonald back looking down the barrel. Here comes the kick and the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply to short. Wassinger down on one knee, comes up firing a strike and got in. Sprecher grounds out sharply to second. Caden Plumlee, the batter. Milanowski, the catcher on deck. And then Chase Gilbertson hits cleanup today. Drayton White, the right fielder, will be followed by Jaden Gauger, the left fielder. Daniel Yonke, the pitcher, hits seven. Jordan Gauger, the DH, hits eight. And Logan Willis, the shortstop, hits ninth today for Brandon Miller at River Valley. One away. Here comes the pitch. There's a strike and a beauty. Nothing in one. Trying to get a little bit of sunshine, a little hint of that here today. At times it looked like it was going to break out and start raining. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Curveball stays inside. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. JV teams from both teams will play following this varsity game. 1-1, here comes the pitch. That is down low and outside. The count goes to 2-1. The last time I was here covering these two teams a year ago, that was that notorious 14-inning baseball game. 2-1 from McDonald. Here's the pitch. That's going to be called outside, just a bit outside. And the count goes to 3-1. Caden trying to get out any old way here to get it started for the Blackhawks in the opening inning. McDonald ready. Here's the pitch. Low, he'll take his base. So Plumlee is on, one away for Abbott Milanowski, the catcher. Yeah, that was the game in which I told June I'd be home at 7 o'clock, and it was 9:15 when we finally wallered in the door. I've learned not to do that. With baseball and softball, you just never know. Throw to first, and the runner is back in head first. Melanowski trying to bring him around. One away in the River Valley half of the first inning. Melanowski adjusts the cap. Runner leads at first, and now here's the pitch. It's low and outside. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Good short sleeve weather here tonight for the game. Runner leads at first. Weather finally straightens out, and the high school baseball season ends. That's the way it goes. Chopper foul outside of third. Ooh! Error on Brandon Miller, the coach. Give him an E for effort, though. Not error. Mentioned taking over for Mitch Heinemeier tonight for at least a game until Mitch gets feeling a little bit better. 1-1 offering from McDonald. Here's the pitch, runner going. Bounce foul outside of third that time. Hey, nice job by the coach. Fielded cleanly, barehanded. One ball and two strikes. McDonald ahead to the batter. Hornets at double play depth here in the bottom of the first. McDonald takes a long look at the runner. Argo with the glove up. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul again outside of third. Coach Miller has had more plays than any of the fielders on the field here so far. Foul ground doesn't count. And he's used up his eligibility, too. 1-2 here in this high school game. McDonald throws to first, and the runner is back in with a head first slide. Hornets concerned with that runner. Wes Bosworth playing the bag at first base. 1-2 offering from McDonald. It's down low. Count is even. Two balls and two strikes to the batter. River Valley coming off a really good game, a near win against Mount Horeb on Saturday. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch, runner going. It is a ball. Throw to second base and not in time. They get a stolen base, and actually that was a strike on Milanowski. They called him out. So two away, and the hitter will be Chase Gilbertson. Hayden Plumlee with a stolen base. So here is Chase, number 13, and he will dig in. Runner leads at second. Base hit could possibly bring one in here for River Valley in the opening inning. McDonald working from the stretch. Plumlee with the lead. Here's the pitch. Curveball stays inside, and it is one ball and no strikes. Pretty good poke to get one out of here in center field for River Valley. Blackhawks with a runner at second base. Here's the pitch to Chase. Foul back. That is strike one. One ball and one strike. Trayton White due next here for the Blackhawks. Trying to get something happening here in the opening inning right out of the gate. Plumlee leads. 1-1 offering to Chase Gilbertson. He checked his swing. It's called a strike. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Fans continuing to file in here tonight to enjoy this one. One ball, two strike offering, fouled off the handles. Look out, everybody, over toward the bleachers and out of play. Count remains, one ball and two strikes on Chase Gilbertson. Plumlee leads from second base. McDonald to the belt and the pitch. Bouncing ball left field. That's a base hit. Let's see if they try to score Plumlee. He's being waved. Thomas Hunter uncorks one. It is not in time. and the Blackhawks lead 1-0. On the play, Gilbertson goes to second. 1-0 Blackhawks on a clutch two-out hit by Chase Gilbertson. Plumlee getting it in from the second base side there. And Trayton White will be the batter. White stepping in and getting ready. He is a junior for the Blackhawks this year. The pitch is outside and gets by, and Gilbertson heads to third base now. So a runner a heartbeat away here for the Blackhawks. One ball and no strikes on Trayton White. Gilbertson also a junior, so a pair of juniors trying to make it go here for the Blackhawks against Jacob McDonald. Our goal with the glove up. Here comes the pitch. That's called a strike. Caught the outside corner. The count at one ball and one strike here in the game. Gilbertson leads from third. McDonald to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 2-1 to the batter. It'll be back here in the luxury skybox at River Valley Schools. We watched softball Friday night last time we were here. Here comes the 2-1 from McDonald. The pitch is fouled off. Strike two. So two balls and two strikes. Time is called. A new baseball out for McDonald. Trayton White trying to pick one out and give River Valley a 2-0 lead. Runner leads at third. The pitch to Trayton outside and a good snag by Argel, the Hornets catcher. Had to go out with the imaginary fishing net and get that one. Full count now, three balls and two strikes. Payoff time coming up to the Blackhawks. McDonald checks Gilbertson, who has a four-step lead off of third base. And here's the pitch, ripped in the air to center, coming on the center fielder, and he'll make the grab. Good right by Trayton White. Brady Dosh has it measured for out number three, and that will do it. But River Valley scores a run. They do it with the aid of a hit. There were no errors, and one left on at third base. 1-0 River Valley after one complete on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO. It's the top of the second inning here at River Valley High School. Isaac Gauld will lead it off for the Richland Center Hornets. Getting set to stand in here for the first time today. Isaac, a freshman, played and started most of the season here for the Hornets. He's leading it off, and Daniel Yonke is set for the first pitch of the second. There it is. It is down low for a ball, or is it? Nope, strike one call. Nothing in one. Got to get used to the umpire strike call here. Gauld, then Brady Dosh. and Logan Peterson. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. Bounced over the pitcher's head. Oh, going up to get it is Yonke. Now throws high. Gilbert's in it. First gets back to the bag in time for the out. One away, and that'll bring up Brady Dosh. That ball, when it left the bat from Gall, it looks like it was going to bounce back up the middle. But Yonke goes up high in the air to bring it down and make the play. Brady Dosh coming this way, and he will stand in. Brady, a sophomore for the Hornets. So a freshman and sophomore back-to-back in the lineup for Coach Lemke. The pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes. And you have Logan Peterson on deck, who is a freshman as well. Good young squad here for the Hornets. From the windup, Yankee's pitch is taken low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Calling time is Brady Dosh. Yonke winds, fires. This one shot off and fouled back to the net for strike one. 2-1 to the batter. Infield back a couple of paces on the edge of the grass with one away in the second inning. Yonke from the windup. Batter shows bunt, bunts it. Third base side. The pitcher goes over. Yonke plants, fires, and got him. Two away, well played. Back-to-back putouts. Pitcher to first base. Two away for Logan Peterson. Logan, the DH today, hits for Darius Stalazar. And Peterson cocks the bat and gets ready. Here comes the pitch. Check swing at a... Oh, they say he went around. The umpire appealing it to the base umpire, and it is nothing and one. Braden Argo due next for the Hornets. Here's the pitch, and he went around, it looks like, strike two. Argo on deck. He's only a sophomore for the Hornets. Yonke looking in for the target. The 0-2 offering is low. Kalinowski setting that up outside. Brunelli trying to take him 1-2-3 or retire four in a row, dating back to last inning. Yonke from the windup. The pitch is called. Strike three, and that'll do it. Quick inning for Yonke and the Blackhawks. He records his first strikeout in the game. Nothing across for the Hornets in the second inning. And we go to the bottom of inning number two. River Valley leading it here by a score of 1-0 over Richland Center. Area baseball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It is the bottom of inning number two. Jaden Gallagher will lead it off for River Valley. The left fielder, Jake McDonald, set to go. And here's the pitch outside for a ball. Gallagher, then Daniel Yonke and Jordan Gallagher. 6, 7, 8 batters in the RV order. McDonald to the belt. Here's the kick and the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly. Third base side. Gall barehands. Throws on the run and didn't get him. Gallagher beats out an infield hit. nobody out, and the batter will be Daniel Yonke for the River Valley Blackhawks. Again, one of the seniors gets set to stand in with a runner at first base. River Valley with a base runner for the second inning in a row, leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second. McDonald back to work, pitching from the stretch. Bosworth playing the first base bag. Here's the pitch, and that one is down low. 1-0. McDonald, when he misses, he's been missing a little bit low and trying to bring that back up. Yonke, a pretty good hitter. Got to be careful. Here's the pitch, bounce back to the pitcher, and there's a nice play by McDonald. Speeds it over to first base to Bosworth, and on the play, Gauger goes to second. So there is one away on the 1-3 putout, which acts as a sacrifice. And here is Jordan Gauger. He is the DH tonight. Keegan Heiser on the other side of the score sheet here today in that eighth spot. One on, one away. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 2-0. A little bit of a nice breeze blowing across now. Got a little muggy after the rainfall. Not a lot of wind. 1-0 from McDonald. And a turn and a throw to second, and the runner is back in. So Jaden keeping it close to the bag now, maybe a little bit closer. Ready to roll now as the next pitch comes in. This one fouled off the handles and out of play. 1-1. Jaden and Jordan Gauger, both sophomores in the River Valley lineup. Jaden trying to bring one around. Jordan trying to help the cause. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Jordan. And it's strike two. 1-2. Jaden back to second. 1-2 offering from McDonald. Jacobs pitch, swing, and a miss, and there are two away. 2 strikeouts now recorded by Jake McDonald, and that brings up Logan Willis, wearing number 12, playing shortstop here on his senior night. Brandon Miller and Stan Grimm, the coaches for River Valley tonight. River Valley to score. It will take a 2-out safety. Here's the pitch inside. Backed him away. 1-0. The top of the order. Griffin Sprecher is due up next. 1-0. The batter is back in. McDonald eyes the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Popped up this way, and that one is out of play. 1-1. River Valley softball team practicing somewhere. They may have disappeared. They were out there earlier. Maybe they had a quick practice tonight. 1-1 offering from Jake McDonald of the Hornets. Eyes the runner at second. The pitch outside, back down by the catcher. And on the play, Jaden Gauger goes to third base. So a runner a heartbeat away. 2-1 on Logan Willis of the Blackhawks here in the bottom of the second inning. McDonald back, ready to go, working from the stretch. Gauger leads from third. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. 2-2. Batter back in. Jaden Gauger off third base by a couple of steps. Here's the 2-2 outside for ball three. Full count now to the batter. Jaden Gauger back to third base. McDonald set and ready for the payoff pitch. And here it is. Swing and a foul back. Logan Willis stays alive, got just a piece of it. Baseball tomorrow night will be on the air from the SWAL at a key conference game, Darlington and Riverdale, just ahead of the seeding meeting. Full count offering from McDonald. Jacob kicks and fires. There is strike three call. Caught him looking. Big pitch from Jake McDonald, and that will do it for River Valley in the inning. No runs and a hit, no errors, one left aboard. We go to the third. River Valley leads it 1-0 here in high school baseball at River Valley High School over Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
It is the top of the third inning, and leading off for Richland Center will be number 9, Braden Argel. Daniel Yonke remains on the hill for the Blackhawks. River Valley leading it 1-0. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Nothing in one, Argel and Honer, and then the top of the order, Wassinger. Braden did a good job catching tonight. Nothing in one to the batter. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Yonke looking strong as he picks up the pace a little bit, has retired 4 in a row dating back to the first inning. 0-2 pitch, curveball just missed. He tried to get the corner call, and outside is the call. So the count goes to 1-2. Here's the next pitch. High in the air to right field. Drayton White drifting over, and he's got it for out number one. One up, one down in the Hornet order, and that'll bring up Thomas Honer. Honer, the left fielder, wearing number 10 for Richland Center. Again, this guy has soaked up a lot of innings pitching for him this year. They've been glad to have him. He's kind of been the utility man. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. I kind of was in my team, but I carried the medicine kit a lot of times, or the catcher's mitt. Kind of a utility guy. I could do it all on the bench. Here's a swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Coming out to kind of compose himself. Choke up on the bat is Thomas. Nothing in two from Yonke. From the windup, here's the pitch, just a bit upstairs. 1-2 to the hitter. Infield keeping up the chatter for the Blackhawks. 1-2 offering, here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Catcher throws to first just for good measure. And Chase Gilbertson with a stretch of the other end. The out is complete. 2 strikeouts now for Daniel Yonke, and we go back to the top of the order. Cole Wassinger. Cole lined out to first base. First ball hitting to lead off the game. So he's up for a second time around. Swings the bat, now stands in. Yonke is set to work. Malinowski with a glove up. Here comes the pitch. Bounce foul, third base side, into the River Valley dugout. Nothing in one. Anniversary year, River Valley going to state in 1994. And they're actually a couple of times since that time. Nothing in one. The pitch, swing and a miss by the batter. Two strikes. No, it was good with years, but I think 2003 and 2014, 15 maybe. I know I was there all three times. I was not there in 1979 when River Valley went to state. 0-2 from Yonke. Here's the pitch. It is called strike three. Good inning for Daniel Yonke. He gets the third out. Three strikeouts in the ballgame, and he's retired seven in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Hornets in the third. 1-0. River Valley clings to a lead here in high school baseball from the Southwest on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
This is the bottom of inning number three. Griffin Specker leads off, followed by Caden Plumley and Abbott Milanowski. Jacob McDonald on the hill for his third inning of work for Richland Center. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. I was not around to broadcast Richland Center's state appearance in 1963 in baseball. I've been at the sectional with Richland Center baseball a couple of times. Here's the 0-2, bounced toward right field. Diving is Wassinger. Nice play, comes up, throwing, and didn't get it. Oh, nice play anyway by Cole Wassinger. And Griffin Strecker beats it out over at first base. Boy, I thought he was going to get it. Just an eyelash. That Sprecher beat it by. Good thing he didn't trim him this morning. One on and nobody out. And here is Caden Plumley, who walked and scored. But so far is River Valley's only run. McDonald back to the hill. Sprecher with a good-sized lead at first base. Bosworth playing the bag. Throw to first, and the runner is back in head first. Blackhawks always trying to make something happen, make somebody make a play, make them throw it in the dirt or high or whatever. McDonald back to work. Plumley ready. Nope, throw to first, and the batter stands at first, or I should say at home plate. The runner is standing at first base safely. Still no pitch thrown to Caden Plumley. Throw to first again. Runner is back in time. Of course, in the major leagues with a pitch clock or the countdown, you wouldn't get this many opportunities to throw. But they don't worry about it at this level. Trying to keep that runner honest. Runner going. Pitch is going to be a ball down low. No throw. That was a really tough pitch to try and throw on. And it's a stolen base for Griffin Strecker. Strecker wins that battle. Gets it to second base now with, again, nobody out here in the third inning. River Valley trying to add to its lead. Nothing in one on Plumley. That was called a strike. McDonald back to work. Sprecher with a good-sized piece of real estate at second base as well. McDonald to the belt. The 0-1 bounced toward the middle. Playing on it now is Miller, comes up throwing high and down the line, and a run is going to come in to score. It'll be 2-0 River Valley. Sprecher scores from second base. Blackhawks take a 2-0 lead. And the hitter will be Abbott Milanowski. Abbott, a strikeout victim, his first time up. McDonald ready to roll. Here comes the pitch. That's a strike call. Nothing in one. Richland Center has had some key wins this year and beating some teams that they haven't often beaten. 7-3 over Prairie du Chien this year. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. 14-4 over River Valley. They defeated Dodgeville 8-3. Now, those are some teams that you just have a hard time beating every year. Everybody does. So it's been a good year from that standpoint. Stubbed their toe in a couple of others. 1-1 pitch off the handles. A little flare towards short. Miller gloves on the run, throws, and it's bobbled at first base. Runner coming around third, and he'll hold there now. So two on, nobody out for the Blackhawks, and the batter will be Chase Gilbertson. Time called by Ryan Lemke. He'll bring out the infield, the catcher, and have a word with his team. So River Valley has scored a run with only a hit and two aboard now without a hit and looking to add to it. So coach is just coming in to try and calm things down a little bit. Yeah, concerning the Hornets, those are a big win. River Valley, Prairie du Chien, Dodgeville, we had them at Platteville, and they were leading in that game and only to lose 9-4, and then they were shut out by Platteville 13-0 on April 30th. They've been looking for a win the last week and a half or so. Some of River Valley's signature moments, they defeated Lancaster 11-8 in the conference. Lost to Dodgeville only 2-3, and along the line had Dodgeville down by four runs going into the last inning, only to have Dodgeville come back and tie them and then win it. Some tough errors for River Valley in the end of that game. Conference is over now. Runners at 1-3. Nobody out. One run across. River Valley up 2-0 here in the last of the third inning. Jacob McDonald checks the runner situation. Here's the pitch. High fly to right field. This is trouble. Going over is the second baseman. It hooks foul. He's got it. Nice play by Wasinger, and he comes up firing all the way to the plate. Everybody stays put. So well played by Cole Wasinger. He had to go a long way to haul that one in. The batter will be Trayton White. He gave it a ride to center field last time. So here is Trayton, and runners remain at the corners for the Blackhawks. McDonald to the belt. Here's the pitch. Runner going first to second. Swing and a miss by the batter. Let's see. They're going to ask whether contact was made, which would make it a foul ball. And the umpire says no. So nothing in one. Runners at second and third now. River Valley threatening. White trying to come through. McDonald back to the mound. Argo with a glove up behind the plate. Jake checks the runner situation. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Right field side and out of play. Two strikes on the hitter. So runners get back. Plumlee at third, Milanowski at second. The 0-2 from Jacob McDonald. And here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Runners at second and at third. McDonald ready. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's bouncing off the batter, now picked up by the catcher. Argo throws the first in time, and a run will score. So coming across is Plumlee, the strikeout official on White. And that is overall a fourth strikeout for Jacob McDonald. A little bit of a collision at first base. Bosworth from the first base side there. And I think Coach Lemke is asking whether or not there was obstruction trying to come back to home plate. But Bosworth put on a pretty hard tag, then tried to come down the line with a throw, and it was late, and Plumlee scores run number three for River Valley in the game. On the play, Abbott Milanowski goes to third. And the batter, number 23, Jaden Gauger, he had a single last time. McDonald ready. Argo with a glove up. Here's the Hornet pitch, and it's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Total of three hits in the game for River Valley. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch to Jaden. Curveball is down low, and the count is at 1-1 now to the batter. Melanowski back to third base. McDonald set to work. Now he steps off the rubber, and the runner gets back to third base. Good to have you along for action today on the radio. This game is taking a little while, heading toward an hour old. Only the bottom of the third. This one is down low for a ball, and the count now goes to 2-1. Melanowski with a good-sized lead. McDonald taking a long, hard look at the sign from Argo. And now the batter will step out. Stepping back. And we are ready again. Runner leads at third base. Runner is actually Samples, Clyde Samples. Here's the pitch. And it's upstairs for a ball, 3-1. He came in as a courtesy runner for the catcher, Milanowski, when he made it to second base. So Samples leads at third base for River Valley, representing potentially run number four. 3-1 pitch. Down lower is it? Nope, strike called on a delayed call. That makes it full count now. 3-2 to Jaden Gauger. Samples leads from third. McDonald ready with the payoff pitch. There it is, low, and it's ball four. Gauger takes base number one. Second walk given up tonight by Jacob McDonald, and Daniel Yonke will be the batter. The new baseball comes out. Timeout for the plate to be swept. McDonald has walked two, struck out four. 3-0 River Valley, runners at the corners. And Yonke, who grounded to the pitcher last time, will be up. He taps the plate and gets ready. McDonald into the motion. Runners lead at 1-3. Runner going first to second. It's the ball. Throw to the shortstop, cutting it off, and the runner at third stays put. This will center trying to juke that runner into leaning off of third base a little bit too far. Jaden Gauger with a steal, so runners at second and third. 1-0 on Daniel Yonke. McDonald to the belt. Here's the pitch. Inside, back him away. Two balls and no strikes to the hitter. Samples leading from third. Gauger from second. 2-0 pitch on Yonke. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss. 2-1 to the hitter. Again, a opportunity for River Valley to take an even bigger lead. Two balls and a strike. McDonald's trying to put him down. This one is high for ball three. 3-1. Outfield straight away in all fields. Two away. They are up the middle and deep. This to try to go for the out. 3-1 offering from McDonald, and the pitch high to full. Yarkey takes his base, and the hitter will be Jordan Gauger. Jordan makes his way in, and River Valley searches for a runner off the bench. So as they search for that, number 25. I don't know that I have a 25. So we'll check on that. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. McDonald looking down the barrel. Argo with the glove up. Two away, force at any base. River Valley with a big threat going here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Gauger bounces one to first base. Bosworth is over. Gloves it. Steps on the bag in time, and that will do it. River Valley sends a total of 8 men to the plate. They score twice. They do it with the aid of 1 base hit. There were 2 errors and 3 left the board. We go to inning number 4, 3-0. River Valley leads Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
It is the top of the fourth inning. Wes Bosworth leads it off for Richland Center, then Lane Miller, and then Jacob McDonald. 3-0, River Valley in the lead. Daniel Yonke goes back to work on the Hornets. From the windup, the pitch ripped way out of here, left field side, and hooking foul. Nothing in one to Wes Bosworth. Wes trying to find the range. Hornets looking for a hit here. Yonke has been tough. Daniel back to the bump. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch to Wes. Rip foul again. Left field side. Out of play. 2 strikes on the batter. River Valley's special honors and their special awards night coming up on Wednesday night. Yeah, honoring all those seniors and giving out scholarship money. Here's one inside for a ball, 1-2. That's Wednesday night here. Richland Centers is next Wednesday night, May 22nd. 1-2 offering to West. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Or up. You got a piece of it. Milanowski grasping for the ball. Couldn't quite hold on. It will be back to Yonke to try again. Daniel from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 4 strikeouts now for Yonke and the batter Lane Miller. Lane last time walked. That is the last time the Hornets have had a base runner, or the only time. Yonke set to work. Ready from the windup. There's the pitch. Down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. WIAA tournament softball beginning as early as Thursday night. Almost all teams will play next Tuesday night. 1-0 pitch inside and low, ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. For baseball, they'll start out with games a week from Thursday. A lot of teams will seeing action in that. Here's the pitch, pop foul out of here, right field side for strike one. The teams that have those byes will play the following Tuesday, and then if they win there, they'll play the following Wednesday. Tough to believe it's that time of year. 2-1 offering, the pitch is high. Ball three. 3-1 to the batter. One away in the top of the fourth inning. Yankee set to work from the one.